Hey, we're back, friends, and I just wanted to let you know that that first segment I was on dialysis and had some things come up, and I need a kidney. So if you're an O positive and want to donate a kidney or know somebody that does, give me a holler. Our next guest, not today, but the next guest, is going to be Chase Hill, boxing promoter, Boone County native. I believe it's called King of the Coalfields, and I look forward to talking to Chase about that. Some other guests we got coming up, Bobby Pruitt, I'm sure we'll have Coach Nealon on again, Brian Joswak, Consensus All-American, Daryl Talley, will come on anytime, and others. So we're looking to build this show up, and quite frankly, we're looking for sponsors. Our current special is 6 shows, 30-second commercials for $100. And that also includes, you know, we're on Spotify. We'll have a Facebook page, and we'll have a web page. So you get all that for that low advertising price. Getting back to the weekend. You know, Friday night, well, let me back up. Tex Williams has this huge dinner. So Tex called me and said, look, you know, we're honoring Coach Nealon. You think you could round up some guys that will, you know, come and pay honor to him? So I said, well, sure. And we were able to get Timmy Agee, the Hitman, Dave Oblak, Mark Plants, Ricky Sherrod, Lee Javens, Daryl Talley, and I don't think I'm leaving anybody out. Oh, Mike Dawson. And also the great Carl Ward from Marshall was there. So we're hoping to have that as an annual thing, and may move the dates around a little bit to get some more people there, but everybody just enjoyed it. Could not have done it without my business partner and right-hand gal, Mrs. Norma Little, and Haley Woodrum. Woolman, I'm sorry. And it's just a fact. They worked very hard, and the Poker High cheerleaders came by and gave us a hand, and we raised a little money for the American Kidney Foundation. So we hope to do that basketball season for the basketball team, maybe. We just don't know. We can do about anything we want, and it's a great feeling. But that was Friday night. We had some autographs and lots of pictures that will be available on Shutterfly.com soon. Small fee, but they'll be there if you want them. Saturday, I got to talk about Saturday. A couple years ago, I was laying in hospital. As many of you know, I've had a lot of health issues. And I get a text from Coach Tex Williams. And it says, words to the effect, congratulations. You've been inducted into the West Virginia All Sports Hall of Fame. Well, I was on some pretty powerful pain medication and thought maybe I didn't see that right. So I shook my head and tried to clear the cobwebs and looked back, sure enough. And you know, I've won lots of awards and very thankful for those, but it's been a while. And to just out of the blue win something like this, just tickled to death. And Tex puts on a good show. You know, we had a buffet luncheon at the Civic Center. Started at 10:30. The program started at noon. Coach Dean was there, got a chance to talk to him. Coach Bobby Pruitt was there. And How many people have a picture of Bobby Pruitt kissing them on the head? I do. And I just thank the world of those guys. Greg White was there. Got a chance to talk to Greg. But I appreciate all those people. But let me tell you something. The two people that I really enjoyed being able to say hi to were my old junior high coach and poker legend, Bob Limley. 4 state championships. You'll not find a better guy than Bob. Trust me. And Lynn Brea, the head women's coach, women's basketball coach at Stetson University from Florida. I mean, I've known Lynn forever, and we've talked. I've had her on my radio show. But it's the first time we have seen each other in almost 40 years. And just thrilled to death. And some other people were there that I didn't get a chance to say hi to. Alan Osborne, Chuck Landon, Brian Poor, basketball coach at West Virginia State, and many others. I did see Gene Lathy, who is, I believe, in the West Virginia University Sports Hall of Fame. In my table, I had 3 tables, I believe. We had family, Cliff and Chase Hill, John and Linda Browning, Javonna and Kevin, Javonna Browning. I'm not sure what Kevin's last name is. Brian Jozuak, Daryl Talley sat at my table, Craig Bratcher, Boone County Commissioner, Ron Stallings, State Senator. And I'm sure I'm missing some people. Just a long day, but how many chances do you get to be honored in such a way? And, you know, it was supposed to happen. Our banquet was supposed to be last year, but it got canceled because of COVID. So it was put back a year, and a big crowd, like I say, 1,400 people. Joe Manchin was there. Governor Justice was there. The president of Marshall University was there. Donnie Jones, head basketball coach at Stetson in Florida, former Marshall coach. Just really a who's who of West Virginia athletics. And I'm proud to say that I was part of it. And I got a phone call from Bobby Pruitt on the way home. And he said, "Hey, Slick, you're one of the big boys now," and just meant the world to me. And I've got a picture of Coach Pruitt kissing me on top of the head. Wouldn't take anything in the world for it. After the Friday night event, most of us, if not all of us, were staying at the Marriott, and so we met and went down to the little restaurant they had there. And I left, I know who I forgot. I left out Alan Johnson, Hall of Fame strength coach. And Big Al. We sat and told stories for 2 hours, and I was so tired. I finally had to call it a night, and I guess it went on for another 2 hours. And just some great stories that teammates tell. You just don't tell those stories to everybody, and you just got to understand that. And, my partner Norma joined us, and we all had a hamburger and french fries, and it was just a good time. And then up and early, 10:30 for the Hall of Fame induction. And again, really had a good time with that. I got like 150 messages, congratulatory, etc. And I tried to answer every one of them, which I always do. So if something happens that I didn't get to you, I apologize. I also want to apologize to Mike Dawson. Mike, it was our first venture, and we didn't have everything in order. Didn't have your name on a list. That's on me. But we got the kinks worked out. And I appreciate you understanding, and hope to see you there next year. Just a good time had by all. We got some great pictures at the Civic Center. We got all the former players, Al Johnson with Coach Nealon. I've got a great picture of myself and Brian Joswak, and of course Tally. And, you know, my cousin Cliff has a son, Dawson, who is an up-and-coming athlete in Florida. And he got to meet Daryl Tally and was just thrilled to death, I understand. And he got him assigned football. You know, it's just so good to give back. And I'm going to tell you what kind of class act Daryl Tally is. This event was almost 4 hours long. And everybody that got their name called that got a standing ovation, Daryl Tally stood up for and clapped. Now, he didn't know him. It wouldn't have made any difference if he would have, you know, stood up or not. But in his mind, it was the right thing to do. And I applaud you, big man. I really do. Daryl and I have become close friends. And many of you know I was close with Sam Huff. So when you think about Mountaineer legends, I talked to Sam every day when he was alive at the end of his, you know, last 8 or 10 years. I talked to Daryl just about every day. I talked to Coach Nealon often. I talked to Oliver Luck yesterday, actually. Brian Joswak today. Dale Wolfley. We'll get back to Dale and Joe's. But, you know, I'm living every Mountaineer fan's dream. A buddy of mine told me I made more out of a 3-year high school football career than anybody in the country. So I'll take that. Back to my friend Dale Wolfley. Dale is getting ready to launch a couple of sites, and rather than butcher it up, I'm going to have him on as a guest to talk about it. One show is a pregame show for all the Mountaineer games. I believe it's called West Virginia Legends. Well, they'll have different people, Mark Bulger, Tally, Oliver Luck, as pregame host. Yes. The other part of that is I believe it's called the Wolf's Den, but I couldn't swear to it. We'll let Dale tell us all about it. And it's him, his brother Ronnie, played fullback for the Mountaineers, and All-Pro in NFL, and his other brother Craig, who played guard for the Pittsburgh Steelers, 5th-round draft pick in 1976. So I look forward to talking to Dale about that. He's very enthusiastic, as many of you know, and so we'll have him on soon. Speaking of having people on, we're currently having an advertising campaign that you just can't hardly beat. We will give you 6 30-second commercials, not all in one show, of course, for $100. And that also includes, you know, our platforms, Spotify, the internet, our Facebook page, etc. And those ads will run as long as we're under contract to fulfill the shout out on the podcast. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. So look forward to hearing from some people. If you know somebody, a small business person that's looking for some advertising as a sports fan, tell them to send me an email, all lowercase, polkadots66@gmail.com, or dnlbusiness2020@gmail.com. And that'll go to our producer, Haley, and she does a great job for me, for us. Does great work, handy with the computer, And, you know, we've got some things we want to do for some people. Very reasonable, that will make you some money. We don't want to hook you into a long-term contract. We don't want to hook you into a minimum purchase. We want to work with you. If you've ever seen the discount cards, we could produce them laminated. And, you know, you make almost 70% profit. So it's a good deal, and we're looking forward to get that going. If you know somebody, pass it along. Currently, we have one client for that. We also have some other clients you may hear of. Daryl Prue, that was the big-time WVU basketball player. We're trying to help him find a coaching job. You know, Daryl Talley, we're trying to help him get into the National Football. Well, actually, it's the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's in the, for lack of a better word, the old timers. So it'll be tough to get him in, but we think we can. But we're going to try like the devil. And but, you know, going back to like the storytelling, Coach Nealon called me a couple of days ago, and we talked for almost an hour. And to hear a guy that knew Bo Schembechler firsthand and to be able to tell stories about Bo was just amazing. Same thing with Daryl now, to be able to ask questions about pro football and get an answer. And if you have any questions, send them to me. And another thing we want to do is, or going to do, is if you have a child or even adult that wants a call from any of these guys on their birthday, etc., we can make that happen. And we do take credit cards, so the price is nominal. And also, we're going to do a shout out to players. You know, you have a kid that's rushes for 150 yards, scores 3 touchdowns, give us a call. And let us honor him, again, nominal fee, and give him a shout out. And he can, once it's posted, you can share it with anybody. It's really a good deal. You can share it to your Facebook page, your website, etc. Just anybody you want, in its entirety. So, anyway, we're trying to get this thing back up and rolling. Need some sponsors. We want to do a first-class job. We don't really want to do the subscription thing. So we'll hold off on that as long as we can. But appreciate any help. If you contact me about someone that wants to do the commercials and they sign a contract, I will pay you a finder's fee of $25 once the contract is signed. So we're trying to make it easy on everybody, give everybody a chance to make a little bit of money. And again, so thankful for my partners, Mrs. Norma Little and Haley Woodrum. Did I say that right? I have such a hard time remembering names. Haley Woolman. W-O-O-L-M-A-N. Sorry, Haley. You know, I've had a couple of strokes. I've had a mild heart attack. I was in hospital 26 days one time. About 15 for another. I was in rehab for 100 days. Physical rehab. And been up against it, as I say, but I'm at peace. I am looking for a kidney. If you're O positive, shoot me a message via email or on Facebook, and I will certainly get back to you. And I know my voice sounds a little choppy. I had a long day, 4.5 hours of dialysis, and I'm really tired. but I've had several requests to get this show back up and running, so we want to do that. Some other guys we want to have on. We want to have Bill Krlavich on. Anybody that's familiar with West Virginia football, Bill was the defensive line coach for many years, and I will guarantee you this, one of a kind. Players loved him, but one of a kind. We'll have Denny Brown back on, maybe talk a little Big Ten football. He was quarterback at Michigan, defensive coordinator at West Virginia, and Arizona, I believe, Arizona State, one or the other. So Denny has some great stories. We've really become good friends here in the past couple years, and we're also available for motivational speaking. Got a story to tell. Got a story about not giving up, not quitting. You can't believe what I've been through. And I'm not saying that to pull my own chain. But, you know, I was unconscious for 3 days and didn't know if I'd ever sit up again, let alone walk. So be glad to come by and talk to your little ones, your big ones, just whatever. So our next guest is going to be, not tonight, but our next show, which will be 61, I believe, will be boxing promoter Chase Hill. And we'll see what he's got going on. And whatever, I think he's had shows in Huntington. I don't know where all. So Chase does a great job with that. And I look forward to talking to him. In the meantime, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to the mic. And we'll get this thing back up and running. Thank you.